The Mishnah in Daf Tesvav and Aleph in the beginning of the second paragraph of Tainus tells us the Seder of Tanias, and it says that the Zakin will get up and give him Divrei Musar, tell him Divrei Kibushin. And he would say the following, Achinu, my brethren, Lo Nemar Banshe Ninva, V'yalakim Esakim Estanisim, V'chulei, and he goes on to give a whole Musar Shmuz to be Ma'ar them to Tshuva. And the question is, why does he use the Lashon of Achinu? Why does he refer to them as Achinu, as my brothers? We don't usually find such a Lashon when a person is speaking to other people that he calls them Achinu. What's the pshat that the Tana is medayik that he uses Lashon Achinu over here? And I think you could be mazed this with a Gvaldik Yosei, the Yosei Niflo, that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in his Sefer Al HaTaira and Parshas VaYetzei. The Torah there tells us that when Yaakov came to Charan, he gave Musar to the Rayim, to the shepherds, for bringing in the animals early. And he starts off saying in Perichav Tes Pasuk Dalet, V'yemelhem Yaakov Achai Ma'ainatem, my brethren, where are you from? So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says it always bothered him, this Lashon Achai that he uses over here, my brothers. He says usually the word Achim is used either if you're a real brother or you're a friend, somebody close, someone who has some shaychus to each other, somebody who knows each other, then you use this Lashon Achim. But over here, these were strangers, Yaakov didn't know these people, why would he refer to them as Achai, as my brothers? And he says like this, he says that the Gemara says in Erchin, Ad Heichan Teichacha, until when is the Chi of Teichacha? When are you punter from giving Teichacha? So Rab says, Ad Hakash, Shmuel Amar Ad Klala, that basically if the guy starts hitting you, starts cursing you, then you're punter from giving him Teichacha. And Frakta Biakov, he says, why should that be? If you have a Chi of Teichacha, just because the guy is being Mekalo you, he's hitting you a little bit, why is that a reason to be punter from the mitzvah? Lachar, you should keep on doing the mitzvah, even though it might be uncomfortable, but usually we're not patur for mitzvahs just because it's a little bit uncomfortable. Why is it a patur when he's a mekalel you or maki you? And he's masmer like this. He says, if you look in the Rambam, Hilchos Deos, Perek Vav, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam describes the mitzvah of Teichacha. He says, Harei Chaver Shechata, Shalach B'derech L'Taiva, Mitzvah Lachzir L'Mutav, L'Odir Shu Chayte, you have a mitzvah to be Mechiachim. And the Rambam says, V'dabla Benachas U'Vlash and Raki, you should speak to him Benachas, softly, V'yodiyai, Sheina Eimerlai Elo L'Tavasa. And you have to let him know that you're only giving him this musar, this teichacha, because you care about him, it's for his benefit. And then he goes on to say, V'chein tamid chayv adam l'chicha ad she'akeo achayta, and you have to be mechich him until he hits you, v'yamrila inenu shamea, I'm not going to listen to you. So he's medak from the Rambam, the way the Rambam speaks that out, yodiyah she'enu armila el l'tavasa, and from the Seder Hadvarim, that the Rambam understands that the cheftz of teichacha is that it's done b'derech ava, it's done in a caring way, done in a way where it's clear to the person that you're only doing this because you care about him. But if the teichacha is given for any other reason, and or even if you care, but the guy doesn't realize that you care, then there's no mitzvah of teichacha. That's not the mitzvah of teichacha. It's a tenai in teichacha that it's done in a way where you care about him, you love him, and the guy feels that you care about him. So Mimela is like Rabbi Yaakov, that's the p'tur if the guy's hitting you or cursing you. It's not a p'tur because you're punting from the mitzvah because it's difficult, but if the guy's hitting you and cursing you, then obviously he doesn't feel that you care about him. He thinks you're just to be mechiach him, to be mitzayr him. If you're doing it just to bother him, to be mitzayr him, then there's no mitzvah of techacha. The whole chatz of techacha is when it's done b'derech ava, b'derech of caring, and if he's responding in such a way that he's being makir, being mekalel, he obviously doesn't chab that, you didn't get the message across, and therefore that's not, there's no chi of techacha b'chlal. You're not doing the mitzvah of techacha. It's not a maisa which is done b'derech ava. And he says, Zakhtar Yaakov, that's why I love him over here, before he gave the techacha to the Rayim, he didn't know these people. They didn't know that he cares about them. He had to start off with the word Achai, my brothers. When you say that one word, Achai, my brothers, you're already conveying the message that I'm not coming here to be mitzar you. I care about you like a brother. You're somebody who I care about. And for your taiva, for your own good, that's why I'm giving you this musid. They shouldn't bring in the animals early. And that's why this word Achai was used. That's a tanai in techacha. Without that, there's no mitzvah of techacha at all. And I think it's the Chayar Pasha that that's what the Tana meant over here as well. When the Zaken gets up to give the Divrei Musar, he starts off with this special word, Achinu, my brothers, my brethren, and then he goes into his Musar Shmuz. So they should know that I'm not giving you Musar because I want to be Mitzar you, because I want to bother you, I want to make your lives miserable, but Fakir, it is because I care about you, because I love you, because there's an Av over here like a brother. And once you do that, then there's Taka Mitzvah of Techacha, and then the Techacha is effective. And that, I think, is the side of this word Achinu, which the Tana uses over here.